A new treatment for ALS could be on the way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joe Ehrlichman, professor and chair of science at St. Lawrence University, explores why looking small could help get the treatment where it needs to go.
Nanotechnology is an emerging and powerful suite of technologies that historically have been confined to industrial processes, but are now making its way into biomedical applications. Nanomaterials have several characteristics that differentiate them from other molecules. First is their size. Nanomaterials, by definition, are smaller than 100 nanometers. For comparison, a sheet of paper or a human hair are about 100,000 nanometers. They're exceedingly small. A second critical feature of cerium dioxide nanoparticles are their unique chemistry. The nanoparticles are extremely potent antioxidants that rapidly neutralize naturally occurring oxidants that accumulate following injury or disease. Oxidants damage cells by stripping electrons from them, leading to cellular damage and impaired function. We've explored the therapeutic potential of these molecules in a variety of biological test beds, including cell culture, mouse models of disease, and most recently, stem cells derived from humans. Using model systems of disease, we have found that nanoceria decreases free radical accumulation in cells, decreases tissue damage, and improves function in models of stroke, multiple sclerosis, and ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Cerium dioxide nanoparticles are being developed for other medical purposes as well, including Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, traumatic brain injury, and more recently, cancer. We're currently just at the cusp of the technology in terms of biomedical applications. And we have high hopes for the development of nanotechnology-inspired medicine that will help us treat some of the most prevalent and devastating diseases known to humankind.
That was Joe Ehrlichman of St. Lawrence University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.